producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Man fakes beheading video, fools global media. Now even Al Jazeera is saying those beheading videos are fake. I don't know. Syrian rebel commander, yes, we're still collaborating with ISIS. Well, of course the Syrian rebels are ISIS. Obama's long ISIS war, they're now saying it will take years and kill thousands. Another video I want to play and talk about, man arrested for filming militarized police raid. He's across the street. The police are obviously violating his First Amendment. I'm tired of the war on the press. Vaccine brain damage cover-up has officially imploded as more whistleblowers come public from the CDC. There's two of them now that were involved in the publishing of reports saying there's no link to autism. They said the evidence shows the opposite. A tripling in autism in black boys that take it. And that is, they believe, some correlation to, on average, blacks having more testosterone earlier, sub-Saharan blacks, if you read the studies. But then it goes down quicker. Asians have as much testosterone but don't have the cofactors to absorb it. I was reading a medical paper on this morning just to make sure I was accurate. And then whites, Europeans, have testosterone at higher levels longer, but not as much early on. And testosterone, for whatever reason, combined with the mercury, just absolutely devastates the brains. And if mothers are taking it when they're pregnant, then it gets into the baby as well. But we've always known most autistic kids are boys. So it's really bad whether you're Hispanic, white, you name it. But if you're black, you don't give vaccines to your baby. Now, you're not going to have Al Sharpton telling you that because he doesn't actually care about you. In fact, I've seen white racists on Infowars.com going, the blacks are killing us and they're taking over. What the hell are you doing telling them not to take the shots? We need to kill these people. I mean, it's just incredible. You got blacks wanting to beat up innocent white people. You got white people wanting to kill the blacks. It's just a bunch of idiocy, a bunch of tribal, mindless garbage. We have to transcend this, talk about what's happening to everybody, because the globalists are targeting everybody. Studies show fluoride hits blacks even worse. Blacks, on average, are very sensitive. Very sensitive to a lot of chemicals, drugs. I mean, just look at the numbers. Blacks have double the prostate cancer in this country of any other group. Black females have got the highest rates of breast cancer. Don't you think people might want to find out why that's happening? Because the stuff they're putting in the water, ladies and gentlemen, on average, goes after souped-up nervous systems. And, I mean, you know, to survive an average, you got to have a souped-up nervous system. The whole world's a dangerous place. But you put people from sub-Saharan Africa, it's like Hispanics have double the rate of diabetes. Don't you think people might want to find out why that's happening? I know why. I've gone and read the medical literature. Maybe I shouldn't even tell people. If I tell people, they don't seem to care. If I make something a mystery and say tomorrow I will tell you why Hispanics have higher rates of diabetes, then everybody would tune in to find out. If I just tell you, no one cares. But do you know how many brain damaged people are walking around, how many brain damaged men who are screwed up and have learning disabilities, and why they've got giant wings at public schools now for all the autistic kids with all the different neurological disorders? It's because we're shooting little boys up with stuff that literally eats their brains. And boys are more susceptible to autoimmune responses because boys don't have as thick of a blood-brain barrier. girls are tougher. But now the vaccines are so deadly, it's starting to hit girls. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's some of the headlines. If you just joined us, the filmmaker James O'Keefe has done it again. Dressed as an Ebola-infected ISIS terrorist, he snuck across Lake Erie from Canada to Cleveland and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, dressed like a jihadi with bags marked Ebola, ricin, and other deadly incommunicable toxins and diseases. And he will be on the broadcast tomorrow, I'm told, and we do also have Colonel Schaefer on to give us the inside intel on Benghazi and what's happening with ISIS. Continuing, an Ebola-infected ISIS terrorist could easily motorboat across Lake Erie and reach Ohio from Canada, according to an American conservative filmmaker who videotaped a fictionalized one jihad incursion. Yeah, in a black uniform and a rubber boat. It was so obvious. From Lake Erie, and released the footage today. On the eve of 9/11 anniversary, our man, dressed as an ISIS terrorist, was able to cross Lake Erie, walk off a boat into Cleveland, Ohio, and into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, guerrilla documentarian James O'Keefe narrates. At no point did anyone question him or ask what he was carrying in his suspicious brown duffel bag. No, no, no. Because all the security theater is about keeping the American people in line, henpecking us, putting us in naked body scanners, humiliating us to break our will and train us to be slaves who are illegally surveilled and have our rights violated. But if you can get here from anywhere in the world, even if you have a criminal record, they will instantly legalize you and set your deportation hearing for 3, 4, or 5 years out. But if you want to come here legally and do it properly, and if you have skills, it doesn't matter if you're from India or Europe, they make it very hard to get into this nation. It's just outrageous. I was thinking if we have Paul Watson, he might move here this year. And I should push him to do it. And do I go talk to a business lawyer? Because we've been looking into it. It'd just be easier to have him over here on six-month visas and then just go back and come back and he'd still be here legal. But if we try to go through all the proper hoops and things to have our reporter here who's worked with me for 12, 13 years, oh, no, you can't have that. That's how sick it is. So you have all of that going on. Meanwhile, speaking of Ebola, Ebola is surging in places it had been beaten back. Associated Press, more than 2,000 deaths now from it. They fear up to 100,000 will be infected by the end of the year. Obama says U.S. military to provide equipment, resources to battle Ebola epidemic in Africa. And now it could gestate for a lot longer period, making it more likely that it will end up getting into the United States. Now, that's in the Washington Post. Resentment simmers in Liberia's Ebola jail town, trapped since officials placed them in quarantine 2 weeks ago. The residents of Dolo Town are becoming increasingly resentful over their incarceration in Liberia's open Ebola jail. 7,000 people, increasingly hungry residents in the settlement, close to the international airport, are forced to stand in line for rations or rice while soldiers blockade them at gunpoint. That gives you an idea of what will happen if there's a smallpox or Ebola outbreak or SARS outbreak here. Of course, there's already been outbreaks of superviruses and things. Massive deaths this year and last year in the winter from respiratory diseases, drug-resistant bacteria and viruses, and just huge death tolls. I've talked to countless medical doctors in person. You've heard them call in. I lost 3 family members to it in East Texas alone. The hospitals were overflowing. They said they'd never seen anything like it, turning people away. I talked to the funeral home people at all 3 funerals. I figured it out by the second one. And they said, oh, my gosh, it's just, it's high cotton for us. They didn't use those words, but they said, we're working 7 days a week around the clock, planting people in the ground. When they lowered my uncle in the ground, the last family member to die this year, and he was an exercise guy, never smoked, you name it. Everybody drove off and left to go have the wake. And I stayed there with my son while they buried him. And I talked to the gravediggers, and they said, yeah, that's bad, but it's not in the news. So when there's a real pandemic in this country, and they don't have a way of containing it, you're just not going to be told about it. But they could use something like Ebola or mousepox or something like that that has over a 90% kill rate if you don't get treatment, 50% if you do. That's conservative numbers. More than conservative numbers, those are just basic. The numbers vary. They could use it as a smokescreen for a martial law takeover. So that's a microcosm of that. The toll-free number to join us, I specifically also want to talk to listeners about the fact that MSNBC, the Obama presidency, the Al Sharpton race baiting, in lieu of a good economy, in lieu of the welfare state breaking down, in lieu of the welfare checks not keeping up with inflation, you're seeing more crime in the inner cities. You're seeing more racial attacks on whites. Every week we see it in local news, sometimes every day. And the media will never call it what it is, even when it's on the videos, that it is racially motivated. And we have one of these videos we're going to play in a moment. The article is up on Infowars.com. Over 100 teens swarm Memphis Plaza, knock out shoppers. Why not just start lynching them? Because, you know, at one point in history and in some place, criminal whites would do similar things. So all whites must be killed. But then if a black person ever kills a white person, I guess all blacks are then racist and have to be. See, this is the mindlessness of tribal warfare. That's what's happening here. And the media and the Democrats brand everything as racial while they claim they're trying to fix any type of racial fights or animosity. But they're there throwing fuel on it because it's all they've got. It's divide and conquer. They hope we're all fighting with each other while the banks, the offshore globalists, dismantle our economy, devalue our dollar, fund Al-Qaeda, get rid of our borders, bring in unlimited numbers of illegals to then take the low-paying jobs, further displacing blacks, driving down wages to a point where it won't even help the Latin Americans that have escaped their hell holes to come here. People go, well, hey, you know, you don't blame them, do you? No, I don't blame them. I don't have some beef with them. Individually, it doesn't matter. The globalists are bringing them in here to shut the country down and bankrupt everything. And they've got robots coming online to replace the McDonald's workers and the factory workers and replace the troops. They're building a world not meant for people and saying when they've got the automated systems in place, they're going to release bioweapons to kill the majority of the world. Go read the Rockefeller Foundation documents, the biological diversity assessment documents, eco-science. You don't even have to do that now. It's all over TV. The world would be better without people. Well, people are parasites, and people have got to be dealt with, and there's too many of us. Even if you believe that, do you understand you're being covertly targeted through the food and water? Do you realize they're dismantling any free society? They're dismantling any ways to fix our environment and only bringing out fake environmentalism, faux environmentalism that's social control. You can have all the GMO, all the toxic waste dumping, all the genetic engineering, all the leaking nuclear power plants, all the dirty coal plants in Mexico or India, but you can't have any of it here, even if it's clean. You see that? They allow all this trash and garbage to operate everywhere. And they let all the bad GMO operate here as well. But then anything that actually gives us an economy, we can't have. Oh, my gosh, carbon dioxide's a poisonous gas. Even though you need it for life, we're going to tax that. And then meanwhile, in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm surprised people didn't get shot. But see, these racist black Klan members know how to target dumb liberal white women. And I mean, they know. You'll always, I see it in the videos that are shot in Austin all the time of groups of hippies. They'll go find stoner hippies that have got their hair in dreads, and they know that if a black person comes up and attacks them, they'll fall down and start worshiping them. And they literally, in the videos, go, "My God is here, beat me." And they just fall to their knees and get mugged and robbed by sometimes 5 foot tall teenager thugs. I mean, they're not messing with a redneck in a Ford F-150 that's going to come out of there with a gun or come out of there with a hatchet or something. No, 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 no. They literally, in these videos, I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. In countless videos, they will walk up to the wannabe white Rastas and will beat the living tar out of them or kill them. We played that video a few months ago. I think the headline was Black Thugs Beat Up White Hippies in Austin, and they're like, come on, man, and they punch him in the face again. And these are like big hippie white guys. Literally, it looks like they're fighting like gang member munchkins or something. And the gang member munchkins are beating them up and laughing because they won't fight back. And that's political correctness. Don't fight back against big banks. Don't fight back against corruption. Don't fight back against the corrupt government by even speaking out. Just sit down and shut up and roll over to whoever comes by. In one town alone, 1,500-plus children in giant gang rape rooms being sold into other towns, flown out of the country, and the government still won't stop them because they're Muslims. That's political correctness. So again, it's not even an attack on Muslims or blacks in the general. statement here. It's an attack, as an example, on the programming that's so strong that a white liberal will take it personal if you're watering on the wrong day, call the cops on you, will get in your face, try to run your life if you are a white person. But if white people white hippies or yuppies have their kids being beaten up, they won't defend their own children. And it's not just that they're cowards. They just absolutely are so politically controlled under political correctness that they don't even have souls. And so, turn your guns in and you're racist. Here's my guns. Support Obamacare, you're racist. Okay, I support it. You sign on to death panels. You sign on to rationing of care, death list for troops. You don't care. Because all that matters is you're in the in club. Everyone has told you that you're a good person. Everyone has told you that you have arrived now. You don't have a job. You don't have a future. Or the job you've got won't be there soon. It doesn't matter. You watch sitcoms. You watch MSNBC. You've got a college degree. You're part of the elite. You're intelligent. Nobody else is. People that drive trucks and got guns and don't trust the government and got three or four kids, they're weirdos. Michael Moore said it. Any white person in the country with three or four kids is a racist. Remember? He says it all the time. If you're white and you live in the country and you got a bunch of kids, you're a racist. That's right. You want to go be left alone. You want to have kids. You want to have a garden. If somebody punches you in the nose, you're going to punch them back no matter what color they are. You are the enemy because you're normal. If you're some black farmers out in the middle of nowhere wanting to have kids and be left alone, you're going to have CPS showing up. You're going to have the DEA looking for pot plants. You're going to have federal minders coming around getting in your business because they don't like it. They're banning lemonade stands, farmers markets all over this country. They're saying you can't have a garden in your backyard without government authorization because they want us all on their technological plantation, and it's time to have a revolt against it across the board. Let's play this video. If you listen to the audio, it's, you know, attack that white girl. Get her. Get her. This is a racial attack, and the media is so mind-controlled that there have been articles where reporters have been attacked, and they will not let the reporter write that it was a racial attack, even though there's video of the racial words being used. Because, again, only a white person can be racist. You understand that? Doesn't matter, the blood's the same color. Doesn't matter that a bunch of Klan people are the exact same mindset. A bunch of trashy people out beating up some black person or killing them. It's the same mindset as a group of trashy black people going around beating up white people or killing them. But see, you can't say that because, see, again, who's evil? White people. Who does bad? White people. It's this mindlessness. Let's go to the club.
In my job, don't eat for life.
I mean, listen to that ignorant lady.
I need more
It's over 100 black people chasing down white people in a mob attack.
They're from the jet. Hold on, they got a white dude.
I mean, all somebody would have to do is get out and shoot a bullet in the air. Everybody would flee. I mean, one reason, though, I got to say. Look at them throwing pumpkins at that white guy. And then look. The guy is knocked out on the ground and didn't even fight back. He deserves it. I'll tell you one thing, man. If I had 100 people, I don't care if they're black or white. And by the way, this has pretty much happened before back when I was a teenager. I mean, I've been in a fight with like 15 guys before. And I mean, I blacked out. It was the greatest pleasure of my life. I mean, I'm going to just be honest. I literally put like 10 people in the hospital. And that's on record, true, in Rockwall, Texas. You can ask anybody about me there. And the police came and like had me sent to the hospital and they said, we think he's on PCP. But there was no drugs in me. It was an absolute pleasure to have 15 members of the football team try to kick my butt. And I beat the living hell out of them. And by the way, they were black and white. I'll go ahead and tell the story since I'm telling this. This is a true story. This guy was beating up my girlfriend's little brother. I told him to stop, so he punched me in the nose. So I broke his nose, and he had to have nose surgery. And I was a freshman in high school. And then his older cousin, who was a senior and a football star, came into the about a month later into the cafeteria while I'm sitting there and slammed my head into the plate of food. I got up and beat the daylights out of him. So two more football players came over, and I just devastated them. And then a couple more came, and I turned towards the entire bleachers. I shouldn't even be telling the story. And I went, "Aah!" And I charged and ran and just started savaging those people. And I'm telling you, I got so mad that the boot heels came off because about 10 people were on top of me, and I just savagely exploded. Blood vessels broke in my eyes, and I was just like, every punch was just like, it was the greatest drug in the world. I can't imagine the ancients and those swords and those huge battles just rah, for hours of slight. I could just feel it. Ah! And I'd see about 100 people want to charge me. I'm telling you, I would just love it. Because that's when you can really live, is when you're outnumbered like that. Excuse me, I shouldn't even be telling these stories. That's a true story. In fact, I even one day somebody said, "Is this true?" It was some forum talking about me, and they had shots of my, some listener had shots of my, high school annals. You know, high school, what do you call it? The thing is, you know, you get every year. Give me your book. Everyone, yeah, this guy's crazy. One time he beat up like 20 people on PCP. I've never seen PCP. It's called opening a can of whoop-ass, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's called. All right, I shouldn't. It's really terrible to tell that story. But I told the story, and it's true. Actually, I'm joking. MSNBC, it's all a joke. None of it's true. None of it happened. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. That's people tune in because sometimes I get a little crazy on air. I'm just imagining me or my family. That's why I'm going to hate getting old, though, because I am 40. And I guarantee you I would probably throw my arms out of sockets and everything else if I tried to do something like that today or have a heart attack. But that's what guns are for. That's why the NRA was founded, to arm black people and to train people how to shoot in the North, so when the Klan was going around to gang up on people and kill them, they could defend themselves. When 30 Klansmen showed up at your house to burn it down or shoot you, you could shoot back. And when blacks started shooting back, people stopped trying to kill them. And it's the very same situation. And that's why we have a Second Amendment. That's why we have guns. Oh, I'm just acting silly here, ladies and gentlemen. I shouldn't even be telling those stories. That's actually a true story. I say it was probably more like 20 people. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. And when the cops showed up, they didn't even do anything. They were just like, what? Seriously, that actually happened. And then, I'll just go ahead and tell the rest of the story while we're at it. The city wanted me psychologically evaluated. And my dad said, "I know my son's not crazy. Send him to whoever you want." I went, and they had that famous psychiatrist, Dr. Death, the guy that would tell whether somebody was crazy or not for death row in Texas. He sat there and did the analysis on me. People have you ever been to a psychologist, Alex? Yeah, I went to Dr. Death a few times when I was about 14 because the police wanted to know, how can he do this? That's the true story. Well, the truth is you just black out, folks. I mean, the thing is, I never started any fights. And then the problem was I wasn't even that big, so then everybody said, well, I can beat this guy up. And that's why I was in probably 200 fights. But about 75 of those, though, were when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. But 120-plus real fights. And been in the hospital, had a compound fracture. I've had the whole nine yards, folks. So I don't recommend fighting. I don't think it's a good thing. And I don't know why I've gone into this big braggadocious storytelling. I've never told that story on air. Probably shouldn't have told that. But there, now you know a real chapter, Alex Jones. And believe me, there's a lot more where that came from. And I think I'm just going to shut up today and not tell any more of it. We're going to come back and get into all the other news. I don't want anybody calling in about that, though. In fact, we just had a proviso that we're just having fun here today. a little bit of entertainment there. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Seven Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, there is a war on for your mind. Humanity is amazing. Truth is stranger than fiction. And we can defeat the globalists. We can expose their operations. We can overturn their system and restore the republic. Not for some communist utopia, but a system based on basic liberty and freedom. It's time to take the wrecking balls to the walls of the New World Order. It's time to accelerate our engines to full power. The truth is, in life or in anything, when they say go 110%, that's because you can really go 200%, 300%. You have natural governors built into you to suppress you from ever basically going too far and hurting yourself. The globalists take those natural governors and they dial them in to suppress us when we're basically not even alive anymore and are just these receivers that they can program. I want to be free. I want you to be free. I want justice, whether you're black or white, whether you're old or young. When I find out about secret experiments on white Appalachian children, it makes me want to throw up. When I learn about secret experiments on black children, it makes me want to throw up. Because those are human beings. And what's done to them is done to me. It's done to you. And it's time to find our fighting spirit and say no to the New World Order. It's time to take action. If we just sit here and give in to the New World Order and decide we don't have any power, it's like rolling over to wolves. I've seen the stories out of Canada and the U.S. now. Coyotes are starting to kill people. Coyotes never kill people. It's never been recorded. Unless somebody had already fallen down, had a stroke, or died out in the middle of nowhere, then they'd eat you when you were dead. They wouldn't even get near a person. Now, they will eat women even in populated areas in parks because women will see them. They'll come up, growl, wanting the food they're having at lunch. This has happened two different cases the same way. And the woman, like a movie, will fall down and start crawling backwards from the coyote, which then signals, I'm prey, rip my throat out. And that's an allegory of the American people and the people of England, who have such amazing histories of having so much courage and being feared militaries all over the world. Now we are reduced down, I don't care what color you are, to when a mob of racist blacks or whites or whatever the case is attack, you fall on the ground and beg. That's why we're being overrun by the Federal Reserve and the offshore globalists. That's why the TSA is groping us at the airport. Because everything is about training us. As top psychiatrists and psychologists have said, the TSA is training kids to be groped. That's how pedophiles train people to be touched. That's how they test to see if a kid is ready for that. I mean, this is some sick stuff. The TSA people don't even know that on average. They're compartmentalized. I say, you know, don't blame them, even though they hire some sickos who do know what they're doing. The average person is compartmentalized and really thinks they're looking for ISIS terrorists. You'll find the ISIS terrorists being armed, mainstream news is reporting today, AFP, by the United States and Saudi Arabia. They have Made in USA M16s and TOW missiles. They have 15,000 heat-seeking MPADs and other variant surface-to-air missiles. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And I didn't mean to go off earlier, but I forget who it was said, no brag, just fact. And I like to tell stories about things that are epic, that really happened, because truth is stranger than fiction. And there's just a lot of interesting things going on in this world. And I, for one, am completely real. And I'll tell you, at 40 years of age, I'm looking for one thing in this world. People that are real. I am so sick of the posers and the fakes and all the delusional losers out there that imagine how great they are and imagine how successful they are, and they want to then keep back everybody else that is legitimately trying to build a better world. I'm tired of delusion and illusion. I want the real deal. I don't want virtual reality. I want to jump into the real lake. I want to swim down to the bottom. I want to see what's there. I want to climb to the top of that mountain. I want to see that. I want to experience it all. I want to have grandchildren. I want to live to see my great-grandchildren. I want to live to see space colonies blasting off and to have a world where it's based around empowering humans and where it's based around building a world for humans, building a world where we have a place at the center of things, where we're fans of humanity. I told you many times the movie Devil's Advocate with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves is excellent, but it has some big lies in it. And I told Keanu Reeves this once, and he agreed with me when we were discussing the film, that the devil in the film says, I'm a fan of man. I want to empower you. And God wants to suppress you. It's the opposite. God is a fan of man. We are creatures made in God's image. That's pretty heavy. So God can experience consciousness from our perspective. And I'm not saying we are God. I'm saying we are God's creation, but something separate with free will that God can then experience things through as a man, as he did in his son or in his human expression, Jesus Christ. And the churches and all the rest of them are there to suppress that information and to make sure you don't understand how big this is. Because just as they said Christ was David, wasn't actually literally David, he was Melchizedek. We are all a shadow, an expression of God's consciousness. Think about that. That's pretty heavy. We can do amazing things, and the New World Order knows that. We are creators, ladies and gentlemen. We're made in the image and the likeness of the omnipresent supreme entity that created this dimension and the dimensions. And if you really read the Bible, if you really read other ancient texts as well, it's clear we live on a fabulous, wondrous, amazing planet, a very special planet. And this life is a very special test. So make sure your heart's right with God, ladies and gentlemen, so you can be recruited to the next level. That's where I want to be. I want to see on this plane, humans do well, expand, have our struggles, have our competitions, to grow at this level into what we're supposed to grow into at this level, but to also, in the next life, to that level. Because if you see life, there's all these different expressions, and I've not read this anywhere, but I know others must have said it because it's true. Universal truth is always discovered in others because it is true. Just as we are our ancestors and can even have their memories, and that's been proven now in the epigenetics, and their experiences and their archetypes, and just as we go on to create others who are a beautiful mix of those that we've loved, not just now, but in the past. It isn't reincarnation. That's why the ancients were confused by it and felt like they'd been here before. It's because you have been here before. But genetically, you have been here before. And then this particular mix of genetics and the spirit that inhabits it, experiencing this level of the time-space continuum, then advances on to God to be able to experience that next level. Or you go where your heart leads you, to the dark side, to destruction, to the world of Hellraiser. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be part of that. What about you? Because let me tell you, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on we don't see and we don't know. And everybody in their gut knows it. Everybody deep down. That's why the atheists out there on average hate spiritualists so much of any type, because they're scared of the giant void. It's like a spacewalk is how I've likened it. You think it's scary to be up on a 10,000-foot peak and lean out over while the wind's blowing and you know it can blow you off, but you feel so alive at that moment? Imagine leaning out from the International Space Station and looking down 100-plus miles to the surface of the Earth. Imagine what that's like. And our spirit, our soul, is always hanging right out on the edge of eternity, part of eternity, with the intergalactic space wind at our back, literally blowing right through our soul. You can feel it. Into eternity, into the gulf, into the black hole, into all the other things that God has created in his mind. super heavy. And it's all there. And then you look at Obama and his red carpets and his stupid Air Force One and Warren Buffett and the Queen of England saying, please don't let me be the last Queen of Scotland. Oh, please don't vote. Don't you love me, your queen? How sickening. I mean, what a joke. A woman in a ceremonial headdress, a tribal headdress that we're supposed to fall down and worship. I'm about to puke. And look, I didn't mean to come here today and just wax philosophical. I do this sometimes, and I apologize for some that might not like it. I'm just keeping it real, and this is what I felt like talking about here. All of this got triggered by realizing our government publicly runs Al-Qaeda. It's come out they run them. They've changed the name to confuse the public. No one's getting in trouble for it. At least people morally are upset. That's something. That means we're going in the right direction at some level. There's hordes of black youth running around beating and killing white people all over the country for fun. The media is trying to cover it up. I'm not angry at a tribal level. I am disgusted at the ignorance. And I realize what a time bomb this nation is under the 100 million people on welfare and just how such a great people have been laid so low. I mean, you look at photographs and videos of black people 60, 70 years ago, and they all got fire in their eyes. They're wearing suits and ties, and they might have been dirt poor, but let me tell you, they had their respect and their dignity. And you look at black folks now that are doing this, they have absolutely had their souls sucked out. And you go to a Walmart, and the white people look just like them as well. Except that the black folks now think it's okay to attack white people because they're all bad and they're racist, and, you know, we're getting back at them. So it's like another notch downward in the destruction of humanity. And again, the mind control that they're putting poison in all our water supplies. We're eating GMO. They're chemtrailing us. Who knows what the globalists are really up to? What we know is off the chart bad. We have so many opportunities and such a great future we could be enjoying. And MSNBC and the White House are promoting a climate where black youth go out at night to fairs or squares or Targets or wherever and want to beat up some stupid Walmart Martians. And you watch these videos, the folks will walk up and punch some white person, and the white person just goes and then just falls over. And they're dead. It's like a, because it's just, it, they're not even alive. These people that watch television all day, and then they go to Target, or they go to Walmart, or they go to Kroger, and they just shuffle around, and so there's no fight in them. I mean, quite frankly, I'm not looking for a fight, but somebody walks up and punches me in the face. I mean, you know, you just flip the switch. I am going to, quite frankly, enjoy this. It's not that I enjoy beating someone. I like the challenge. It flips a switch. I feel really alive. You just came up and kicked a bear in the butt. And you know what? You just better be ready to write, you wrote the check, and you're ready to cash it. And I see now that the average person just wants to roll over and die. The average person just doesn't want to exist because they've been brought up from birth in front of the television. They don't exist. They're not people. The globalists have turned them into zombies who just have been deprogrammed to not even have any basic programming. Well, here's the deal. Me and mine don't want to die. I don't want to be shoveled into my grave. I got things to do. And so as soon as America finds its fighting spirit again and some dignity to not be pushed around by the system, some dignity to not be slaves. We're all slaves. We're all nailed to the wall. It's over for everybody. I'm going to go to Greg, Peter, Mike, Lance, Tom, and others. I know I'm preaching today, and I appreciate folks bearing with me. I was wondering why preachers always said, please bear with me. I'm sorry. Even though people want to hear more, it's because it is kind of embarrassing to be up here pontificating hour after hour. But I'm just here bearing testimony to what's written on my heart and trying to be truthful with people here. Maybe I should just be truthful all the way and really tell people what I think. Really tell people what's going on in the world. I have told you what I think, but I can go further. The universe is so wild. We're going to go to break, come back with Greg, everybody else. I haven't plugged anything yet. We got incredible products. I mean, the Nascent Iodine X2, the Super Male Vitality, all of it is the cutting edge, very best hardcore concentrated organic supplements we can bring you. Nobody's got iodine from the crystal deep earth sources. Nobody's got X2. Nobody's got Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. The Oxy Powder is Dr. Grip's development. Unbelievable how it cleans out your guts. It's all at the very lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We still have the special running for limited times. It's about to sell out. 25% off the Fluoride Shield. That's a chelating, detoxifying agent. It's got six ingredients in it. It's also got the Nascent Iodine, but it just does amazing things. But be ready to detox. 25% off that while supplies last. But again, once it's sold out, we're going to go back to the regular price. It's about to sell out very, very soon. I'm told there's only about 1,000 bottles left of that right now. So 25% off on the Fluoride Shield. And it doesn't just take out fluoride. It binds to basically all the different heavy metals, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't do any of this without you. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And it has just made me have so much more energy, better workouts, weight loss, you name it, and I lead a very stressful life. Anybody can see I've lost a lot of weight. I mean, my gosh, I got to take some photos of my shirt off, like Steiner's done. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I got a tiny pot belly now. It's one-tenth of what it used to be right now.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
My dad's been texting me.
There'll be a
he says, too much male vitality. Gregson, James Gregson was the name of the psychiatrist. Stop. That's funny. See, my dad's like texting me, don't tell those stories. Stop it right now. What are you doing? I went to him and they said, this is another quote. After they psychologically assessed me, because I'd literally beat up like 15 senior football players. But it's easy when you got like four or five guys trying to attack you at once. I mean, you biologically shift into a gear to really be able to stomp. And the guy, I'm not going to say what he said, because now that I'm telling the true story, it's too obnoxious. It's too ridiculous. All right, I'll go ahead and tell people, and I'm done talking about myself, but it's a true story. And I guess he was right, because look how successful we've been in the fight against tyranny and promoting anti-communism and you name it. He said in the assessment, he said, your son is immature, but what do you expect for a 14, 15-year-old? I think I was 15. I was 14. But he said, if he makes it, and if you keep him out of trouble, I think he'll end up being like John Wayne. That's a pretty smart psychiatrist. I'm not liking myself to John Wayne. He said I would end up being like John Wayne because he was reading all the police reports and the rest of it. And that's why I shouldn't get any stories. It sounds ridiculous. And then all these years later, I just want my son to grow up in a free country. That's all I want. And again, I shouldn't tell these stories on air because they just sound ridiculous. But I did. And I got into my views on spiritual issues and a lot more. We got so many other things to deal with here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to Greg in Mississippi. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. One thing I wanted to say was I appreciate the fact listening to somebody like you that loves God and hates religion and just tells it like it is. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I'll listen offline for the answer, is the new central virus that's going around.
Yes.
My wife made the point that all kids just got their school vaccination, and it's only affecting the children. So I was wondering if that could be related. And I'll listen out there. Thank you, sir.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for putting up with me. It's very humbling to have men calling in asking me questions. I think you answered the question yourself. Is it related? Could it be related? Of course. We know that a lot of outbreaks of like measles, mumps, and rubella and whooping cough in California the last few years was from vaccinated kids, and it was actually causing them to get sick. We know a lot of kids get paralyzed after the polio vaccine. I mean, that's I just read the news. I mean, it's there, but then they'll get on the news and say, safe and effective, no problems. The insert says it can give you Guillain-Barré to the point of you quit breathing. What do you think Guillain-Barré is? It's the nerves basically shut off, just like polio. And you can get it from the MMR, from the flu shot, from the tetanus shot. Almost everyone I know has been deathly ill from a vaccine. A flu shot almost killed my mother when she was like 20 years ago on the triathlete team. I guess the UT triathlete senior, whatever you call it, team, masters. And they told them, take the flu shot. So she went and got the flu shot and almost killed her. I mean, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. So, sir, you answered your own question. God bless you. I got a guest coming up, Lou Rockwell. I got all these callers. I'm really bad. Mike, Louisiana, let's get your question started, and we'll come back to you in the next segment. Go ahead.
Yeah. Remind me never to get you mad.
I shouldn't have told the story. In fact, just so I made it all up. It's embarrassing. It's not true. Of course, that's actually a lie, but I don't know why I told the story. It sounds terrible. It sounds ridiculous. But I share all my other goofy stories, so it's okay. It's not like I was bragging. I've told all the silly stories about me walking around the office one time with a roll of toilet paper hanging out 5 feet. So I think that evens it out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution.
intrusions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLight.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.